Christians are reaching out to flood victims in the Philippines. Bibles are now on the prohibited list in Uzbekistan. And Back to School brings a boost to ministry with Buckner International. These stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Heavy monsoon rains have soaked Manila, Philippines this week. According to reports, 91 people were killed as 12 inches of rain fell on the city. Food for the Hungry has extensive work in the region. FH's Peter Howard says,
Manila is a city of about 15 million people. Over 50% of the city was flooded. At least 2 million people have been impacted, and over 80, and some figures say as high as 90,000 people are in shelters.
Howard says they had no choice but to get involved because many FH staff members live there.
Their homes were flooded, and their family members and churches were all impacted.
Because the Philippines is a culture of volunteerism, FH is ready.
We have the people, we have the volunteers, the churches are ready to go. So as long as we can come alongside and support them with resources, they're going to take that out and spread the love of Christ through their acts of kindness, through their generosity into their communities.
Support them through a link at our website. Next, Forum 18 News reports that Bibles are on the list of prohibited books in Uzbekistan. Recent raids have targeted these books. That's not all, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
There was a fine imposed for possessing religious literature. There was a Baptist fined, and he was given the equivalent of 40 times the minimum monthly salary. That's about $1,300.
An appeal is yet to be heard. Griffith says what's disturbing about this, aside from the obvious, is that rights are being ignored. Due process is totally gone, and private homes are fair game. Unfair? Well, that's why believers in Uzbekistan need advocates.
We know that the churches there are going to continue to proclaim the gospel, no matter what personal risk they had to themselves. Obviously, the Western governments will continue to protest and intervenes in cases like these. But we as believers here in the West, above all, need to pray for our brothers and sisters there and come alongside and support them however we can.
You can find more at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Do you feel summer starting to wind down a bit? Whether you're getting ready for fall classes or just shifting into a new schedule, it's definitely a change of pace. But David Shibley with Global Advance says just because summer is ending doesn't mean ministry can slack off.
We want to be sure that we are putting our shoulder to the plow, not taking a vacation from the Great Commission. And that's why we have, between now and the end of the summer, 8 training events equipping pastors and church leaders in some of the most destitute areas of the world to take the gospel to their nation, and then also to equip believers in the marketplace, especially in the business arena.
They're expecting 8,000 trainees, but why is Global Advance training so vital?
Global Advance goes to the 92% of majority world pastors who never get to go to Bible school or seminary.
You can go to our website for the whole story. Elsewhere in northeast Tanzania, the Rongi people are sort of water farmers. Where they find it, they test the land before settling down. But they were still thirsty for spiritual water. Africa Inland Mission brought the gospel in, and churches are launching a new training and ministry outreach team. They just arrived and will spend the next 2.5 years learning how to live among the Rongi and plant churches. Pray that the Rongi stay open to the hope of the gospel. And did you know that 16 million kids live in poverty in the United States? A lot of these kids struggle to even get the most basic school supplies. And that's why Buckner International is partnering with Staples for their Staples for Students campaign. School supplies can be donated to the Staples in Dallas, Texas until September 15th. Those supplies will be given to kids in the Buckner Children's Home and Family Pathways program. You can support Buckner's ministry by visiting our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.